live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Got a correction coming up about something I shared with you. It's important that you hear this. Ah, today is the day the Lord has made. These are the times in which God has decided we will live. We do have unique responsibilities in this time. One of them is to remember humility. Just got a note from Jason Rance, who was kind enough to pop me a note to say, hey, Todd, the thing about the books, Kamala Harris's books being handed out to all the kids in these so-called unaccompanied migrant children in a shelter in Long Beach, California. That didn't happen. The writer at the New York Post, according to Jason, again, you know what? This is a friend popping me a note saying, hey, that's you got that one wrong. That Kamala Harris story is false. The author quit over it, too. It was one book and came from a book and toy drive. So I had shared with you this story that's from the New York Post, that Kamala Harris's books were being provided by the federal government. That's not true. That didn't happen. And I will be as upfront on this as possible. I regret that I didn't know that. It's my responsibility to know that. I didn't. Jason did. Jason popped me a note. Friends keep each other accountable. Colleagues, bosses keep each other accountable. So I apologize to you that I didn't know that. Now, there's a difference between making a mistake and having policies that are in existence only to protect the left. And this has become endemic in media. And I once got taken to task by a reporter with whom I used to be friends because she was pointing out, you made a mistake in this. Therefore, you shouldn't criticize media entities for their coverage. I don't criticize mistakes. You won't hear me on the show going through and saying, oh, well, they made a mistake, and so they're terrible people. I expect people to make mistakes. But what we're talking here is about an observable, knowable trend that we see in far too many media companies. Far, far too.
I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in.
We still got to get the new one where we go back through with all the TV personalities saying this is extremely dangerous to our democracy, extremely dangerous to our democracy. This is an absolutely stunning story. And this comes from American Thinker. It's also on legalinsurrection.com. Powerline blog has covered this. USA Today, which is published by the largest by circulation newspaper company in the country, is covering up for Stacey Abrams. Now, this isn't a mistake. I made a mistake this morning. Jason Rance called me out on the mistake. I've shared with you the mistake we made. I've, in fact, spent more time on the mistake than I did on the original story, which is what you should do. Kamala Harris's book is not being handed out to illegal immigrant children. Didn't happen. That reporter, that writer no longer works there, their post. At USA Today, Stacey Abrams had written an editorial basically backing moving Major League Baseball's All-Star Game from Georgia, which happened. And, of course, they've moved it to a city that is, and it doesn't matter to me, but you know the vernacular of the left. They've moved it from a majority black city to a majority white city. They've moved it from a city and state with voting laws that are, in fact, less restrictive, as, again, the language of the left, restrictions. They're not restrictions. They're rules. Then Denver, which is where the game is going to be played. It has cost the city of Atlanta hundreds of millions of dollars. So you see today, let Stacey Abrams go back and edit her op-ed. To go back and change what she said at the time. To make it appear that she was aware or, in fact, cared that there could be this economic loss. This is from American Thinker. In a March 31 op-ed about the corporate response to Georgia's new voting law, which Abrams called racist, she wrote that she doesn't believe boycotts are necessary yet. However, she added, until we hear clear, unequivocal statements that show Georgia-based companies get what's at stake, I can't argue with an individual's choice to opt for their competition. 2 days after the publication, Major League Baseball announced it was pulling the 2021 All-Star Games. She was allowed to go back and edit her piece. In response, USA Today allowed Abrams, again, American Thinker, to heavily edit her op-ed. Many of the edits seemingly have little to do with Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game to Colorado, although Abrams did add that losing the game and the MLB draft could cost the state $100 million in revenue. She removed the line saying she can't argue with people who boycott Georgia's businesses and instead wrote, quote, rather than accept responsibility for their craven action, Republican leaders blame me and others who've championed voting rights and actually read the bill. In the revised version, Abrams also notes that boycotts invariably cost jobs. Instead of a boycott, I strongly urge other events and productions to do business in Georgia and speak out against our law and similar proposals in other states. The USA Today publishers apologized for letting that happen. Now, this is a great time to again say, I got it wrong on the New York Post story. Thank goodness Jason was listening. Jason cued me in. I got it wrong. I would have gotten texts, tweets from people saying, yeah, that didn't happen. Emails. I know it because I know my audience. And I would have just swiftly done the same thing, an apology and spotlight on what I, Todd Herman, got wrong. This was a process. There were no doubt meetings about this, and they decided, no, this is a good idea. Let's do this. Let's let her go back and edit what she said. That was a process. That's my criticism about media coverage. Is it's mechanical. They're defending Stacey Abrams because she's a leftist to the point of allowing her to fictionalize what she said in an editorial prior to the events. I mentioned rants getting in touch with me, cueing me in about that story. Jason has another exclusive. And thank goodness there are some media channels that are reporting on this, but they're doing so in the wake of Jason's reporting. Everybody knows who broke this story. It's about a school and a drug.
Well, if we have a functioning postal service, we're going to be great. The only thing we love more than mail-in ballots, maybe the Seattle Seahawks.
Come see our city. We have our violent crime is down 5% this year.
I don't know. We could have the summer of love.
Yeah, we could have. By the way, when she said it was down 5%, that wasn't true at the time. Okay, maybe that was a mistake. No, it wasn't. It was written in sort of talking points. Remember Jason's story? We'll have him with us tomorrow. In fact, at about this time, Jason joined us tomorrow for the Ranch Report. Do you remember this story that Jason Ranch broke about this school? That the school authorities and the school board will not, quote, let the police clear out a drug camp that is right next door to the school, Broadview Thompson K through 8. Instead, the school authorities said, well, let's have the kids all go through another entrance to the school so they don't accidentally step on a spent heroin needle or be confronted by a naked man swinging a sword. Yes, there has been a sword spotted there. Watch people defecating, shooting up, or be drug into a you know, a tent and God knows what. And no, homeless people are not inherently bad. This is a group of people who like living this way. They have grown to enjoy living this way. They're under the boot of heroin and fentanyl and meth, and no one in Seattle will ever do anything about that. Now, this. The school went on lockdown. The same school where the school board said to the city of Seattle, you cannot sweep this camp, this drug camp. They went on lockdown. The school went on lockdown because someone was spotted with a weapon. Quoting Rance's piece, which is up at KTTH.com, a homeless man seen with a suspected firearm sent Broadview Thompson K through 8 into lockdown as Seattle police searched the encampment feet from campus. A class and students from the school's on-site child care partner were outside at the time. One parent reports that police swarmed the school. You can see the photos of what this drug camp looks like at KTT. We were asking, what will have to happen for the school board to wake from either their trauma-induced dream or their group nightmare, whatever they're having? And what I think they're probably having is the jazz of being good people, because when you signal your virtue, everybody knows how good you are. In fact, people say, wow, you're really good. Look how good you are because you care so much about homeless people. You're so very good. You know what we could do to fix this? What if we just gave them your good people ribbons? What if we just brought Al Franken to town and let him say to every person on the school board every single morning, you get enough, you're kind enough, and gosh darn it, people like you. When you let people who are under the boot of heroin and meth live in your region and self-medicate on your streets, this is what you get. Now, an actress named Rose McGowan. Does anyone know who she is? I don't. I'm learning who she is because I've become intrigued by her. I want to get to something she said about cults, but I want to go back and compare media coverage. Okay, we'll get to Rose McGowan. Something she said about cult-like behavior. And since we had this opportunity for me to remember to be careful and humble, Jason calling out, made a mistake in the New York Post story, me pointing to USA Today, allowing Stacey Abrams to edit her piece. Got that? It all winds together for me. Should it be a big deal in a state when certain lawmakers in Olympia have less power than other lawmakers to do things like create an objection to a bill, to stand on the floor and say, I object? To ask for an amendment, to raise their hand, to observe conversations. That's exactly what's happened in Olympia. And to my knowledge, I'm the only one who's bothered by this. That in Washington state, there is no longer equal representation. If your representative isn't one of the chosen few on the floor in this past legislative session, you have less representation than other people. Which is, of course, a violation of our entire constitutional theory. Representative Jesse Young is one of the few people who was bothered by this. He was on our show, talked about being silenced on Zoom calls. Oh, well,
in all seriousness, it actually absolutely has had an effect. You covered last year some of the parliamentary maneuvers that we did to protect gun rights.
Right.
I'm no longer afforded those rights. If you were a member and you're on the floor, you have the ability to voice your concerns at any time. But when you're remoted through Zoom, you're by default muted. If I want to stand up just today on floor action, we saw them make maneuvers and make motions from the rostrum with no vote. And then they state they follow it with a statement that says, hearing no objection, so ordered, I'm default muted. I cannot object. If you're on the floor, you're allowed to.
If everybody got that, Jesse wanted to object. He couldn't because he was on mute. But he wasn't on mute. His constituents were on mute. I am not the only one aware that this happened in Olympia. I'm not the only one who's aware that this changes the dynamic of the legislature. To my knowledge, I'm the only one who spends any time on this. This should be a major story. It's not. Just like Jay Inslee lying twice about COVID deaths is not. Just like the fact that there is literally no reason on earth for Olympia to be militarized, that should be a major story. It's not. Just like the state continues to be rolled back in phases, and I have it in the writing from the Department of Health that they don't know how many cycles they use in the PCR tests in Washington state. They have no idea how many cycles a lab uses. So they have no idea how many of these positives are false. That should be a major story. They're thinking of rolling King County back to phase two. And no one is saying, what are the PCR counts? How many are false positives? We're hearing of this new series of waves. Oh, it's spring break that caused this. Maybe it's because people were forced to get COVID tests to fly for spring break or to travel or to go to school or to go to college. Maybe that's why there's this, quote, surge in cases. Those questions aren't being answered. So my point about the change in Olympia. Here's what CNN's Chris Cuomo, who's an actor there, said about the census changes to the number of congressional
seats. First, you hear about the Census Bureau and what the census is going to do. It's going to shift some of the seats in Congress. It's going to make a difference, especially for the left. The House is about to get real skinny. Real fast. Of course, as you know, the Census Bureau uses its data to decide how many seats each state gets in the House of Representatives and their electors for the Electoral College. Biden, Democrat states or the states that he won, they are going to lose three states. Given that Democrats only have a 6-vote majority in the House, three seats could matter, right?
Yes, because Joe Biden's party lost those states, which is one of the reasons that there's a lot of us who don't trust the election results. So Chris Cuomo, the actor, will present that case as gerrymandering, but not the fact that California and New York and Chicago get extra, and Washington State get extra congressional seats because of illegal immigration. You see, there's a difference between mistakes in media. Humans make mistakes, and policy and clear, trackable positions. This is why I am so hard on media reporting. It's not the mistakes. It's the decisions. Rose McGowan. Apparently, she was quite famous when she was young. Apparently still is. And it's my understanding she says that she was sexually assaulted in Hollywood a number of times, that she spoke out about this and has called named names in Hollywood of people who've done this to her. She went on Fox News.
I did an interview on Fox News that it causes such a cognitive dissonance as someone who was, at least basically from when I set foot in America, a Democrat, because that's what my mother was. Never question it. Fox is the enemy. And tonight they'll run with, Rose McGowan says Democrats are in a cult. But I also said Republicans were too. If you lean deep into anything and refuse to hear anything else, and you're serving a master that there's no evidence is serving you, then maybe you're in a cult.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Reporters. Simple question for Jay Inslee. Exactly what PCR cycles are you using to claim there's this explosion in cases. Exactly what? Tell us. Knock, knock.
Your bodies.
Do you read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Your kids.
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Your travel.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
The media you see and hear.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do. This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
You know, it just occurred to me, you know, I won't have smart devices, so-called smart devices in our house. It just occurred to me. There's another reason I hate them, aside from the fact that I believe that if they can, if so, look, I don't believe this. This is a fact. If it can be coded, it can be hacked. That's a fact. Everybody who's ever worked in tech knows if it can be coded, it can be hacked. We have a thermometer in our house, and I will get. I promise. I will get to the technocrat stuff. This is technocratic. We have a thermostat in our house, and it will not change. Like, it will not. If you come into the house and the house is hot. The other day, I was like, I want the AC on. I had to go through like five screens to figure out how to convince the computer that I should be allowed to have the AC on in the house that you would think, as the owner of said house, I would get to do this. This is a minor rant on tech people. They hate us so much that they make it hard for us. I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy to make sure you don't turn on your AC, because it's equally hard to turn on the heat or to change the clock. And I called the company, and they're a good company who did all this work for us. They're a really good company. I said, you know what? I want one of those thermostats my grandma had. That's what I want. That was at my mom's house, that it was a dial and it was just attached to the wall. If you turn it up, the heat goes up. If you turn it down, the AC comes on. That's it. That's all I want. And they said, what? Those don't happen anymore. Those don't exist. Likewise, you know that this is a fact. The new dryers are an invention of evil. That when they pretend to know your clothes are dry, have you had this happen with your dryer? You know when you put them in, okay, these are wet. I'm going to put this on the whatever cycle. It is weird because our washing machine has an active wear cycle, but our dryer that doesn't have that cycle. So apparently it's active wear in the wash, but when it comes out, it's... You put it in the dryer, and then you sit down and you're doing your work, and you hear the dryer go, What, like 3 minutes later? Like, no, you're not dry. What are you talking about? And you go back in and you reset it, and it goes again, and we're not drying it anymore. All right, let's get back to the programming segments here. Let me give you this. State of Michigan has decided to mandate woke masks for little kids ages 2 to 4. It makes no sense. It cannot be defended from a perspective of scientific rigor. It can't be. Those children, people think I'm joking when I say this. Those children are more likely to die being hit by lightning or by being et by a dog. RationalGround.com is rational-ground.com has all the data on this. They compare death statistics by age stratification. These kids are in the lowest possible group, but they're being wrapped up in woke masks. I turn again to Rose McGowan. I may have to go see her movies. Well, not go, and that, you know, they're not in theaters. And frankly, I don't know if I'd like her movies. She went on Fox News, and she's one of these people who's being slowly red-pilled. It started with when she wanted to be heard on sex abuse in Hollywood and the Harvey Weinstein thing, and she's thinking, oh, certainly the Democrat Party will back me up on this. No, wait, Rose. You know, don't you understand? You need to be able to sacrifice for the team. You don't call out Democrats. And she's since been awakened on a number of issues like the, you know, gender jacking of children, etc. Lots of leftist women are being awakened that way. She went on Fox News.
Well, as some of you know, as some of you don't know, if you've heard my name or read anything on me in the media, I grew up in a cult, and it was a very famous cult called Children of God, and it gave me a superpower. It gave me the ability to see the control and the propaganda machine, especially in the U.S., for what it is and how it harms people and how the left can harm people just as much as the right if they go very, very deep into it and ignore all other aspects of kind of reality in a way, and that you're serving a master that might not be serving you. And I always say I come in peace. I am not here to make people feel bad about their political choices, but I am here to say that you might be in a cult too if you don't know the signs. And I do believe Democrats most especially are in a deep cult that they really don't know about and aren't really aware of.
So, first of all, she's a very effective communicator, and I appreciate that. Also, to call out the former party, you know, if she were a Republican doing this, she'd be everywhere, not just on Fox News. The same people who for years have said, my body, my choice, government hands out of my bedroom, all of that, are backing COVID passports. Here's some of the unique features being considered in the UK for COVID passports coming directly from the people who want to provide them. Distance scanning. The V-Health passport, V-codes, can be scanned outside of 2 meters, a safe distancing zone. In other cases, V-code can be scanned up to and over 100 meters away. So they can tell if you are in 2 meters to 100 meters of another person and who that person is. Oh, that's helpful. It can provide things like this. Accurate contact tracing. Interaction analytics, user ID, code scanned, time, date, geolocation notifies all users of positive test contact automatically, lets you know. Here's another one. This is sort of fun. Push notifications to let you know that you need to go get your code updated in your body. You need more mRNA. It's a push notification just to let you know that in a friendly way. And people are cheering this stuff. Here's the V platform dashboard that you can look at and see how this could be used in our world just to make us all safer from one another. If you're at this point where, for instance, you go to a baseball game and you see during the chatter, as Alex Berenson observed this, he's watching a baseball game. All of a sudden, the baseball announcers turn to each other. You know, Bob, I went and got my COVID-19 vaccine the other day. It was super easy, very effective. You know, I did the same thing, Paul. I went downtown. I got my COVID vaccine. I rolled up the sleeve and it couldn't have been easier. I felt like it was very safe and effective. Well, that's exactly what I said, Bob, to myself. It seems very safe and very effective. And it's just so easy to get. The state of Kentucky is offering bounties for people who will go get injected with this. So those are the vaccine passports and their capabilities. Those were Rose McGowan's comments. Let's turn now to MSNBC and their comments about people who object to being tracked like UPS packages.
I live in a state that is the state legislature is dominated by Trumpers, and they are busy making it illegal for a business to require a passport, a vaccine passport. And you're right. This is nothing new. I remember, you know, having to show my children shots before they could go to school.
Right.
I remember having to get shots as a United States senator before I could travel to certain countries. This is just the fact that they first politicized masks.
No, we scientized them. The difference here is this is a flu-like virus. It has a 99.87% survival rate. It never needed a global vaccine push in any scientifically rigorous way ever. The difference is these are smartphones. The difference is these track you everywhere. Fact. MSNBC has screamed bloody murder about states using or companies using credit scores to issue insurance. Bloody murder because it's racism. But they'll air opinions that not wanting to be tracked in a smartphone, tracked to your body and your face, that makes you, what was it again, a Trumper? Got it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. David Bowie. Sure, we're talking about him. We played it on the show before. Y'all remember when I played David Bowie and the Laughing Gnome? People didn't believe me that David Bowie did an album with a laughing gnome. I mean, it wasn't an actual gnome, because I don't know that gnomes actually existed.
But how do you know that? Bowie, could have been an actual gnome.
What did I say, Tark? Did I say I know it not to be a gnome? I already made one mistake today. I said I was very careful. I don't know it to not be a gnome. Right? That's what I said. Yeah. But he did an album with the Laughing Gnome. You, young man, are the first person I've ever known who actually knew there was a David Bowie and Laughing Gnome album. So congratulations.
Well, I mean, it's a classic. It's an absolute classic. You know, it's one of the greatest.
Got it.
One of the greatest songs of all time, easily.
Oh, do you have some?
It's fantastic. It's great stuff. This is just great stuff. You're hating it, but it's amazing.
If you guys are doubting us, that actually is David Bowie.
Wow. That was his debut single. Not Space Oddity. Nice. That. Well,
I gave nice job. So I see what you did. So here's what Tark did. Very clever. He trolled me by bringing us in with David Bowie, knowing I would comment back on our discussion yesterday, therefore setting a psychological trap for me. He's learning. You're learning, Tark. Well, pretty soon, you don't know what you'll learn.
Right. Yeah.
Can I do the show now? Is that okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Here we go. All right. This is called.
Just a few more things.
It's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out in a logical and sequentially ordered list. Think of this as mental house cleaning. The party wants the world to be chaotic for us and utter order for them. We reverse the trend. We bring order back to our minds. That's why we number the items.
Thing one.
So remember when David Brooks used to pretend to be a conservative? And he'd go around and be on, you know, discussion shows on TV. Joining us now, a conservative. The New York Times. David Brooks is a conservative author and works at the New York Times. They'd always say it that way, like with a little raise of the eyebrow. David Brooks joins us now on All Things Considered. He's a conservative who works at the New York Times. So they'd make note of that. This is David Brooks on PBS NewsHour. They're really excited about David Brooks' new column here.
As long as one of the two major parties in this country gives voice to, gives cover for domestic terrorists, racism, and the perpetuation of white supremacy, we will not survive.
No. They're talking about you. What was that thing Rose McGowan said earlier? About cults and such. David Brooks says you are giving cover to domestic terrorists. You. With Buffalo Horn guy in the Capitol. That's a conservative. Works at the New York Times. Let's continue to explore this dynamic.
Thing two.
This is a media critic talking about a media network that...
There's no doubt. Rupert Murdoch and Fox News are now a danger to democracy, and they should be treated that way.
There's no doubt a television station that, called Arizona early for... let's put that part aside. It's a danger to democracy. But...
It's not dangerous to democracy to hire to run ICE a so-called Harris County sheriff, former sheriff there, who made it almost impossible for Harris County to work with ICE. That's not a danger. Requiring all states everywhere to refuse to make sure you're a legal resident before you vote, that's not a danger to democracy. But Fox TV is a danger to democracy. You know what? I haven't thought about that. Next up in just a few minutes.
Thing three.
Okay, this is S.E. Cupp. She did a really smart thing. S.E.'s camergenic. She's a good talker. When she first broke on the media scene, she was a conservative woman. And so being a conservative woman and camergenic, it got her invited in the chat shows. And she's really good at talking and really good at reading things into a camera, like an actress, sort of. So now she is a full-time gig in the Mockingbird media. And look, she was never really conservative.
The Republican Party that makes a pornography of patriotism and practically fellates the founding fathers. It is jarring and disorienting to watch them attack America.
We know where our mind is tonight.
Got it. Respect for the founding documents equals performing a sex act on dead people. See what happens when you get into these circles. What was it Rose McGowan said? What happens to people? Like, folks don't know they're in a cultish environment. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing four.
Remember Jimmy Acosta, brave man, going after Donald Trump?
Well, Congressman, let me ask you more about this op-ed that you wrote. You say you're nonviolent while also referencing that there are right-wing members of Congress who subscribe to the views of QAnon and the Proud Boys. Do you believe that those congressional Republicans are nonviolent?
That's Jimmy Acosta speaking truth to power. Last up in just a few
Thing
more things.
Five.
This is ABC. They're concerned about Gavin Newsom.
The Democratic darling now finds himself in a fight for his political survival.
This morning, California's Governor Gavin Newsom facing that Republican-led effort to oust him from office.
Democrat darling, a hero of the COVID, don't you know? Even though the death rates in California, well, you know the story. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.